previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Wooten, we were just talking about you. Welcome back.
How was the honeymoon?
Oh, fine, I don't know. But is Penny here? Did she call you? She's not home.
Are you saying that Penny is missing?
Yes. I also lost my memory.
The postcards. We all got postcards. Penny wrote mine from the airplane. And the lady next to her knitted a hat.
And Paris is a lovely place for a honeymoon.
You started in Paris.
Yeah.
You ended up in the Buffalo Airport.
Well, I brought the postcard like you asked. Sounds like you guys had a great time in London.
London?
Wooten got to sing with the Pool Boys, his favorite band.
Ah! I got to sing with the Pool Boys!
I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank Pablo, our concierge at the Kensingwick Hotel.
The Kensingwick said they don't have any employees named Pablo.
Penny did send me an email, and there's a link.
So here we are in the air above Managua, Nicaragua.
You're going skydiving.
Wooten, I'm afraid you've been drugged.
Drugged?
This wasn't a random event. Someone did this to you intentionally, Wooten, to make you forget the last few weeks.
We need to find Penny sooner rather than later.
I just can't believe someone drugged me.
Who? Why?
A robbery, perhaps?
Wooten, were you missing anything when you came to at the airport?
Oh, just my phone. But it wasn't that expensive of a phone, and I still had my wallet.
Yeah, but this has to be more than petty theft. These people didn't just want to knock you out. They wanted you to forget something.
Yeah, I've heard about the drug. This wouldn't be a petty crime.
But then what?
Did you report anything to the police at the airport?
Well, I didn't think a crime had been committed. I was all groggy and disoriented when I woke up. I just figured I must have fainted or something. I do tend to overdo it on those moving walkways.
I can vouch for that.
Then I was just consumed in finding Penny. The only thing I could think to do was come back here. I hope Penny had already returned. I was so confused.
And there's no way you could have known you'd been drugged.
They were in a public airport. Wouldn't somebody have seen it happen?
Yeah, not necessarily. However, it's possible that a security camera might have caught something. I'll make a few calls and see if I can get my hands on that footage.
Well, call whom?
Don't ask. He can't tell you.
Can you tell me?
No.
Where did you wake up, Wooten?
In a sitting area next to gate 16. There wasn't anyone else there.
16. Great. I'll make that call.
Uh-oh.
What's the timer set for?
It's time to check whether Penny left a message.
Oh, what message?
Oh, I have paper. Tell me everything she says.
Okay, but it's not from Penny.
Ugh. Who else would call at a time like this?
Okay, it's Penny's parents.
Oh.
Okay. They're apologizing for calling during the honeymoon, but they couldn't help themselves. Okay, her dad ran into a guy, Marty Gordon.
Marty Gordon.
Who he used to play shuffleboard with at the sub shop.
Shuffleboard.
Oh, to clarify, Connie, he played shuffleboard at the community park.
Community
ran
park.
Into the guy at the sub shop.
Sub shop.
The sub shop is having a buy one, get one half off sale.
Okay, I've stopped writing this down.
Okay, Marty said he saw our story on the news.
What?
You were on the news?
Yes, and how I saved someone's life at Niagara Falls. Wow, Connie, you ought to write this down.
Oh, I am. What else?
Okay, so Penny's parents found the story online at the Buffalo News website, which also is a good place to get coupons for airport parking if we ever go back there, And they want to tell us how proud they are of us, Oh, that was really sweet of them. What great in-laws. Well, until they disown me for losing their daughter.
Wooten, do you know what this means?
Yeah, it's going to be an awkward Thanksgiving.
No, you saved someone's life at Niagara Falls. That means you probably rescued someone that fell in. And you were on the news. We need to look that up.
Already on it. Ah, here you go.
Isla Coleman reporting from Niagara Falls.
A little boy.
Where a young boy's life was saved today due to the bravery of a visiting tourist. I'm here with Wooten Bassett.
Hi.
Mr. Bassett saved the life of a child from a 25-foot fall in the gift shop. 5-year-old Caleb Moore was visiting the kiosk for his father's helicopter tour company when he fell from a balcony. Tell us what happened, Mr. Bassett.
Well, I saw him fall and I went, whoa, that kid's falling, you know? And I put down my hot dog and I ran over to catch him. Except I really didn't catch him. He mostly just sort of, fell on top of me.
Regardless, witnesses are saying that you broke the boy's fall in what could have been a tragic accident.
Yeah, well, maybe that happened too.
Not everyone would respond so quickly and risk bodily harm. You're a hero, Mr. Bassett.
Oh, thanks. But little Caleb was a pretty cool kid himself. You know, he even suggested we run through the sprinklers afterwards, which would explain why I'm soaking wet.
Where are you visiting from?
Oh, a little town called Odyssey. My wife Penny and I are here on our honeymoon. We have one more stop before we head home. Well, actually, two more stops, because I think we need to go to the police station here and fill out some report and maybe have a donut.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm Joel Moore, Caleb's father.
Oh, hi.
Sir, I'm so, so grateful. Thank you. If there's ever anything I can do.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, along with the Moore family, we are all very glad you are here today, Mr. Bassett.
Really, really, anything at all.
Reporting from Niagara Falls, this is Isla Coleman. Back to you, Kinsley.
Hi, Kinsley.
So I guess I didn't jump into Niagara Falls.
Still, you did a good thing.
And now we know why you ended up at the police station, like Penny mentioned earlier.
And the delay there is why you missed your original flight, causing you to have to fly out later.
On two separate flights. Penny said that too. They probably couldn't get you both on the same flight.
Yeah, it's all coming together. But we still don't know where Penny is. New messages.
Again.
Ah, well, we'll keep trying.
All right. Finally, something to go on.
Oh, did the airport get surveillance footage?
No, they sure did. It shows a man giving Wooten a cupcake.
That explains it.
Well, who would turn down a free cupcake?
The man talked to him for a few minutes until Wooten passed out. Then he left after grabbing the phone out of Wooten's pocket.
What?
You woke up an hour later, Wooten. But to any casual observer, it would just seem like you'd taken a nap.
Did the man take anything out of Wooten's suitcase?
I didn't see him take anything else. Mm. But the video was obscured every once in a while when people passed by. The FBI is running facial recognition now to see if this guy's in the national database.
Whoa.
So what do we do in the meantime? I mean, besides checking every 10 minutes to see if Penny's left a message.
Well, as hard as it is, we'll just have to wait.
Well,
we could watch you perform with the pool boys again.
Yeah, that might make me feel a little better.
Huh?
What is it?
A message from Agent Martin. He's on his way to meet me. Here.
Thanks for meeting me, Jason.
I only had to take the elevator to the lobby. Thank you for driving to Odyssey to help me with my friend.
It's a bit more complicated than your friend getting drugged, which is why I wanted to speak with you and him in person.
So I take it you ran the facial recognition software?
Yes. The man on the video was Seymour Plotner. Does that name ring a bell?
Yeah, it does. But he's just a minion, not a mastermind. I've only known him to do the drudge work for the big guys.
Right. And I'm guessing that's still the case. Recently, he's been linked to a group known as the Victimizers.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
And it seems they've been using a certain drug in their crimes.
Yeah, let me guess. Clibri epoxide.
Bingo.
So why would a big-time crime ring want something from Wooten?
That's where it gets interesting. The Victimizers are being investigated for a theft from Chicago's Museum of Science and Industry.
What was stolen?
A coin from the late 1700s. The U.S. Mint produced a one-cent piece called the Birch Cent, creating only 10 of them. Essentially, it's the first penny ever made.
Wow.
It's valued in the millions, but most experts would say it's priceless. After the robbery took place, many of the group's members took off to different countries. Agents eventually intercepted them all and performed searches, but the coin was never found.
So it's possible they hid the coin on Wooten at some point.
That's what we're assuming. Likely somewhere in their travels, the Victimizers planted it on him, and now they're trying to get it back.
Well, there were points in the video where we couldn't see what was going on. We could have missed the man retrieving the coin.
We need Mr. Bassett's help to solve this case.
But without his memory, how much help can he be?
Maybe none, which is certainly the reason they drugged him. I don't want to put pressure on your friend in his condition, but he's our only lead. We need him.
They loved me. They really loved me.
Well, they didn't have to watch it four times. Close the laptop, Wooten.
Oh, fine.
Wooten, this is Agent Martin. He's working on your case.
Hi.
Wooten, I need you to look through these photos. We've identified the man who gave you the cupcake, but we think there are others involved. Perhaps you'll recognize someone from your trip.
Oh, I can try.
These people are known associates of a group called the Victimizers, who we believe stole a priceless penny about a month ago.
Wow, I have a priceless penny, too, somewhere. But I don't know if I'll be able to help you with this.
Now give it a try, Wooten. The postcards triggered some memories. Oh, these might, too.
Okay, Whit. Wow, It's like a yearbook of people you don't want to run into in a dark alley.
But some of them look like people you'd just see at the grocery store. Like that guy. Looks like my podiatrist.
Anyone look familiar, Wooten?
Yeah, this guy.
Huh? You saw him on your honeymoon?
No, but he could totally be my Uncle Frederick if he had a chin transplant.
This might take a while, Martin.
Yeah.
Wait, this guy with the glasses, except without the glasses.
You recognize him?
Sure, it's Ernest, the bellboy from our hotel.
You're sure?
Yep, same blue eyes and pointed chin. That's him. Hey, I even took a picture of... Oh.
With your phone.
Yep.
Another reason they decided to take it, no doubt.
So I'm guessing he wasn't a bellboy after all. What's the world coming to?
It's pretty likely you ran into numerous victimizer members posing as people they weren't. I'm gonna call this in.
Hey, that one looks like Penny if she were a heavy Norwegian guy with a fedora. And that older lady looks like... Oh!
Wooten, are you okay?
Martin, there's someone else.
Who?
Francine!
The lady on the airplane?
Yeah, that's her. I mean, her hair was gray on the airplane, but I'm sure that's her.
Her real name is Phoebe McGregor.
Wow, she seems so nice.
All in act.
Yeah, she even knit Penny a hat.
The hat? That's right.
If Phoebe was the one with the coin...
She could have knit it inside the hat to pass off to Penny so it wouldn't be found if Phoebe was searched.
Very possible, even probable.
Wait a minute. So you think Penny has the coin? But that would mean...
They weren't trying to get the coin back from Wooten. They were just trying to get him out of the way. Who they really want to find is...
Penny!
In for backup. But Wooten, they need to know where Penny is.
Oh, don't we all?
We have to figure out where Penny was going next.
Think about it, Wooten. Is there a common theme in the places you guys went? Something that might give us a clue?
Paris, London, Managua, Niagara Falls.
Well, they all speak foreign language. No, never mind. They all eat goat! No, they all... Oh, no, not that either. I can't think.
Favorite places Penny wanted to go?
Well, she always wanted to go to Paris, but I don't remember her talking much about those other places.
Was there an artist exhibit traveling internationally?
Or maybe you were following the pool boys on a world tour.
No, they've been banned from Central America because of the drought.
Wait a minute. Maybe it's not London. Maybe it's England.
Oh, you say tomato, I say tomato.
Now, think about it. If you take the first letter of Paris and then England...
Yes, and then Nicaragua and then Niagara Falls...
Right.
P-E-N-N-F?
Without the falls.
Pen... Oh, Wooten! You were traveling to locations that spelled out Penny's name! That is so romantic.
Wow, I'm good. A little bit too good. How am I going to compete with that?
So all we need to do is find out why.
Well, probably because I love her so much.
The letter Y. The place where you are planning on going that starts with Y.
Yeah, the last letter of Penny's name. Because that's where she flew, and that's where she is now. You guys are really good at this figuring out mystery stuff.
The only country that starts with a Y, though, would be Yemen.
Not feeling it.
But it could be a city or a landmark, like Niagara Falls was.
So, Yosemite?
Yonkers?
York, England?
Yellowstone National Park.
Yangzhou, China. My sneakers were made there. That might make me want to visit.
What are you looking at, Jason?
Just checking to see what flights were leaving Buffalo around that time this morning. She might have had a connecting flight, but I just wanted to see if any flights started with a Y. Ypsilanti, Youngstown?
Oh, Youngstown! That's where my comic book hero Drake went. And Penny always said she wanted to visit a Drake place.
I thought Drake was from another planet.
Yeah, he is. But he has a cousin, Gordonopolis, in Youngstown, and he likes the museum there. You know, the Museum of Postage Stamps, because it... Looks like it's wearing a red hat. Oh, that's it!
What did I miss?
Penny left a voice message that mentioned a red-hatted museum.
Then we need to alert the authorities in Youngstown. I'll call Martin, and I'm going there myself. Dad?
I'm coming too.
Okay, let's go.
No, not you, Wooten. Dr. Graham said they need to keep an eye on you. Those drugs are serious business.
But It's my Penny.
And that's why Dad and I will go to find her.
I repeat, this is my Penny.
It's too dangerous, Wooten. And if we're watching out for your safety, we'll be less focused on finding Penny.
Oh, but I know the places Drake would go. I could help.
We'll call you when we have questions. Like, where would Drake stay?
The Miramont Resort, because he practices his underwater ninja skills in their pool complex. Some of their pools are like 20 feet deep, you know.
Come on, Dad. Looks like there's a flight in less than an hour. We need to go, now.
Right behind you. We'll keep in touch.
Okay.
Good luck.
What's the update, Jason?
Martin is strategizing from headquarters, and Agent Vix is at the Miramont Resort. Her team should have infiltrated the hotel by now.
Good, I think.
Oh. Wooten forwarded me a voice message from Penny.
Oh.
Listen to this.
Hey, Wooten, guess what? I ran into Ernest here. Remember him from the hotel in Paris?
Oh, no.
He's visiting old friends. Crazy coincidence, right? On a less exciting note, something strange is going on. I think I'm being followed. And one of the guys looked like he had a gun hiding in his jacket. I know I'm being paranoid, but I really wish you were here. Why aren't you answering your phone? I'm thinking of going under... Oh, someone's at the door. I'll call you later. Love you.
Oh, we need to get to that hotel.
The taxis are this way.
And you should call Agent Martin.
I'm on it. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, Martin, they should check Penny's room first in case the victimizers were the ones knocking on her door.
Hold on. Let me patch in Agent Vix.
Is the hotel much farther, driver?
Just a few blocks, sir.
Okay, Vix, are you there?
Affirmative. Agent Carter and I are in room 442 now. It's been ransacked, but no one's here.
Wait, I'm seeing something from the satellite now. There's a man rappelling off the balcony, and he's got a yellow hat in hand.
I'm headed down the west stairs. Carter,
yeah.
Take the east stairs.
Jason, Vix's team is on the ground, and I'm watching from the satellite. I think we've got our guy.
But what about Penny?
You'll likely find her when you get there.
We're just pulling up now. The traffic's been brutal. I didn't think we'd ever get here.
Be careful. Out.
Well, it sounds like this might be over pretty quick.
Well, maybe, but I'll feel a lot better once we see Penny.
Excuse me, driver. Could you take us to the front of the hotel instead?
No. You'll be better off back here.
What?
You're one of the victimizers.
Retirement has made you rusty, Whitaker. You should be more careful. Straight ahead, you two. And don't try anything.
You must be Ernest.
In name and reputation.
Yeah, you do have a pointy chin.
Just so you're aware, virtually everyone you see, and plenty that you don't, are working for me. And they're armed. Now move. Into the pool area.
You have the hat. Why do you need us? To test out the water slides?
That was a fake hat. We needed to distract the feds.
So Penny still has... Where is she?
We don't know. Which is why you're here.
As bait. You want us to draw her out.
That's the general idea. We know she's somewhere here in the pool complex. At least that's where she told the mate she was going.
This place is huge. She could be anywhere.
We'll be watching. Don't try anything funny.
I think my humor's already used up.
Hopefully, Agent Vix and her team figure out pretty quickly that they were diverted.
Dad, what do you think Penny meant by going under?
Oh, undercover? Maybe she decided to put on a disguise.
Wait. Or she meant she was going underwater. Look.
Oh, Penny, thank God you're safe.
But stay in the water. We can't look at you.
Are they still up there searching for me?
Yes. Go back underwater. Quick.
But I've been underwater for over an hour now, and I'm all pretty. Good thing we brought the scuba gear, huh?
No, Penny, really. Look who's back.
That worked more quickly than I planned. How clever. Scuba gear.
Penny, just tell them what they need to know.
Oh, no. I'm not telling them anything. They're a bunch of yellow hat loving chicken bullies.
Penny, now is not the time.
We're all going to very calmly make our way back to the taxi, where you'll tell me everything. And I'll try to keep you safe. Get out of the water, now.
Wow, you went all out, even getting a helicopter.
What in the world?
Hands up, you are surrounded. Back away from that cute
Kern in scuba gear. Hi, Danny.
Wilson!
Everyone, abort! Now! Meet at the rendezvous!
You can't run from a helicopter, Ernest. There are agents at every exit.
Better look behind you, Ernest.
Huh?
Oh. Agent Vix, pleased to meet you. Drop the gun.
How did this happen?
We caught the decoy, realized he had a fake hat, and came back, just in time to have the victimizers run right into us. It couldn't have been more perfect. Well done.
I don't feel like we did anything. It was all Wooten.
Oh, thanks, but it was all in a day's work.
Now, with the criminals taken care of, we just need to return the stolen property.
Stolen property?
We still have to catch Penny up on everything that happened.
You might want to sit down, Penny. It's quite a story.
You've been carrying a priceless artifact around the world, and dangerous people have been after you, trying to get it back.
Ah, oh, that. Yeah, I know.
What? What?
You mean the coin in my hat, right?
Right! But how did you know?
Well, simple reasoning, Connie. The coincidence that Ernest showed up in Youngstown, the doorman throwing my phone under a taxi, why so many hotel workers seemed to want me to wear my hat even though it was 80 degrees outside, and of course why the metal detector went off at the Charles de Gaulle Airport.
Well, what did that have to do with anything?
When we were leaving Paris, I went through the airport security with my hat on, and the metal detector sounded.
Oh, yeah.
The security people didn't seem bothered, but I thought, well, why in the world would a hat made of just yarn set off a metal detector? So last night, I kind of unraveled the hat, and that's when I discovered the coin.
Oh, well, where is the coin now?
Right here, in the pocket of my wetsuit.
Everything is better with pockets!
Here you go.
That's what we need. I better get this someplace safe. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Penny, you are so brilliant! You figured it all out on your own!
You sure did.
Oh, that was nothing! Wooten's the brilliant one. He put all of this together.
Uh-huh. Wait, what?
He remembered. I said I wanted to go on a Drake adventure, so when we ended up in Youngstown, it didn't take much to figure out he'd staged a mystery.
Staged?
Also, I could have the fun of solving a case like Drake.
Penny, this wasn't a pretend mystery. This all really happened.
Oh, that's funny! Can you imagine if I'd actually called a dangerous international criminal a yellow hat-loving chicken bully? You can't imagine, right?
We don't have to, because it just happened.
But that would mean Francine on the plane was really a...
criminal.
And the guys following me in the hotel...
real guns.
Wooten, when my life was in danger?
Oh, they drugged me, Penny.
With real drugs?
Oh, very real.
This is crazy. You were in danger, and I was here, and I was in danger. Real danger?
Now you had better sit down. There.
Oh. But where did you get that helicopter?
Yeah, I'd like to know that, too.
Oh, that was simple. Mr. Moore, you know, we met him at Niagara Falls. He said to call him if I ever need anything, and he runs a helicopter touring company. He has helicopters all over the country.
Wooten called him as soon as Whit and Jason left the hospital.
Didn't even finish my applesauce. That's true love, Penny.
Oh, I know.
Penny and Wooten forever.
Just like your password.
Mm-hmm. That's what I suggested. I said that might be your password.
Uh-oh.
And you said your mind is too complex.
Yeah, well, it kind of is.
So we tried alternating former vice presidents with Swedish villages.
Oh, I must have been trying to simplify.
I'm so glad that Penny and Wooten are safe and back together. You know, Wooten's joy over finding Penny reminds me of Luke chapter 15. There, Jesus told three stories about people who lost something. There's the shepherd who lost a sheep and went searching for it. He found it, put it on his shoulders, and even threw a party with his friends. Then there's the woman who lost one of her 10 silver coins. She lit a lamp, swept the house, and looked carefully until she found it. And then she threw a party. And there's the famous story of the prodigal son who left his father but eventually came back. His father, you guessed it, threw a party. Jesus told these stories to show the joy there is in heaven when a sinner repents. Jesus said, "There is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God." Have the angels in heaven rejoiced over your life? Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Find a Penny was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Christopher Deal, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Jess Arnell, Townsend Coleman, Andre Stoika, Katie Lee, Kimmy Robertson, Joseph Culp, Fabio Tassoni, and Lori Frazier. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.